Hello, I'm in the old chapel at the Espace Richaud in Versailles, a former royal hospital which the city has renovated along with its formal French garden and which is being shared by shops and dentists as well as becoming one of the municipality's new culture centres, the work of architect Jean-Michel Villemotte. As its first exhibition in the 18th century hospital chapel, Versailles chose The Little Prince, the character in the story by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, written some 70 years ago. The Little Prince is a universal character. The story has been translated into, according to the city of Versailles, 260 languages and dialects. It must be one of the most read and best-known stories in the world. It's the story of a small boy who meets all sorts of characters, from a fox to a boa constrictor to a mathematician to a rose. And through these meetings, he learns some of the essentials of life and leads us all to consider what is essential to being a human being. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's now famous book was written in 1943 during World War II. The book was first published in the United States. It was published in France 3 years later, in 1946, 2 years after Saint-Exupéry was killed when his plane was shot down. Since that time, the book has sold something like 150 million copies, 13 million in France alone. 2016 is the book's 70th publication anniversary in France. Jean-Marie Guinbert is the head of cultural affairs for Versailles and of the Richaud Centre. He says The Little Prince was the right subject to launch the new exhibition space.
This person, this character, the Petit Prince, is one of the characters that all French people knew. I think three generations of French people know Petit Prince, but it's also a famous character all over the world. The Petit Prince, the book, is one of the mainly translated book, French book, all over the world.
When you walk into the chapel, the first thing you see in the centre of the hall are scale models of Saint-Exupéry's drawings, of the little prince himself standing on a planet's surface, and the pilot's plane suspended over him on high. On the stone walls of the round chapel are illustrated extracts to read at adult height and lower down at child height. This part of the ground floor is dedicated to the little prince himself, to reading the little prince, to travel and to encounters. Curator Guillaume Palavan told me that he'd wanted to keep things simple so that lots of children would want to come and also to enjoy themselves, just like the adults for whom Saint-Exupéry wrote the story as a sort of fable.
Il y en a une dizaine de lectures. On peut lire des choses différentes à différentes phases de sa vie. À la fois
one can read it
enfant.
In different ways at each stage of life. The Little Prince represents what each reader wants it to. Saint-Exupéry succeeded in writing a unique work, which is a book for everyone. Each reader is free to read it in their way.
Et je pense qu'il est important, c'est que Le Petit Prince représente ce qu'on a envie qu'il représente, et donc ça laisse une liberté à tous les lecteurs.
Objects representing the characters and excerpts from animation film adaptations bring the story to life. This is exactly the exhibition's aim, says Guinbert.
The most important thing for us was to incarnate, to make the Petit Prince in this particular space, that is a chapel, and to give to the people a particular relationship with the text first. It was the first thing for us, and also to put in the light Saint-Exupéry himself, because it is not so well known as we can believe it. So some of the pieces we show here are very, very special, and some of them was never presented before.
So Palawan also created a space for those who might like to learn more about the author of this legendary philosophical tale.
À la recherche de son ami. Quand il apprend qu'on l'a enfin retrouvé, il part le récupérer. Guillaume lui confie alors « Ce que j'ai fait, je te le jure, jamais aucune bête ne l'aurait fait. »
On the wall in a room off of the main chapel dome is a screen showing a 5 minutes black and white documentary film about Saint-Exupéry, his flying and literary career, his personal life. The rest of the objects in the room come from the Air France archives and collections. Pierre-Simon Souillon's job is to manage that collection, and he decided it was time for some of the objects which had been kept out of public view to be shown, such as Saint-Exupéry's logbook, his artist wife's bronze sculpture of the little prince he'd drawn, and many other items.
The notes he sent to his radio operator, Navigator, are extremely moving. They show he often had doubts. He wrote things like, I can see land. Will we be able to land here? They describe what aviation was like at the time. It was an adventure. It was a dream. They surely led Saint-Exupéry to write, to make up, and to construct the character which was to become the Little Prince.
Construire le personnage qui allait devenir le Petit Prince.
If Saint-Exupéry hadn't written The Little Prince, would he still be one of France's best-loved aviator heroes? We learn in the film that he had several crashes, including one over the Libyan desert when he thought he was going to die from thirst and hunger and heat, and when he started to work on The Little Prince until discovered by a nomad. Souillon says Saint-Exupéry was special, but then, he says for him, all aviators are special.
Each
aviator occupies his own distinct place. Saint-Exupéry was particular because he was complex and an all-rounder. He was a civilian pilot as well as a war pilot. He was a writer, a poet, and in a way a performer. He's one of the heroes of French aviation at that time, like Mermoz, Guillaume, Noguès, and many others.
The Saint-Exupéry room, as it were, is a condensed version of an important period of the national carrier's history.
Most
of it comes from Saint-Exupéry's family and friends, mainly people who worked with Aéropostale, which was one of Air France's original airline companies when it was established in 1933. Many of those often anonymous heroes who flew with Aéropostale donated objects which bear witness to their constant courage and humanitarian outlook. And these objects and documents can encourage and spur on today's young pilots to accomplish their missions.
Part of the exhibition shows the work of cartoon artists like Hugo Pratt or Johann Svar, who have worked on The Little Prince and which are likely familiar to many people.
Look at that. The stars are out.
Hey, come and play with me.
I cannot play with you. I'm not tamed. But if you tame me, we shall need each other. To me, you will be unique in all the world. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
In the crypt below the chapel, we see how parts of the recent animation film The Little Prince by Marc Osborne, which was shown at the Cannes Film Festival, was made. Guillaume Palouan has chosen to show part of the making of Osborne's acclaimed movie, which is fascinating for, again, big and small alike.
It came out this summer and was very successful with a box office figure of more than 10 million. It's nothing like the Disney World. It's an independent animation film. Marc Osborne chose state-of-the-art techniques with the computer and classical stop motion for part of the film, with the plastic characters moving millimeter by millimeter. It's an extraordinary film as a modern film and at the same time closely respecting the story of The Little Prince written by Saint-Exupéry.
Most people who've read The Little Prince are able to remember a line or a passage or describe a character. Guillaume Palouan is no different. He knows the entire work thoroughly, but at the end of the day, he too has one favourite, most memorable scene.
Moi, j'aime beaucoup le passage du Petit Prince.
My favourite part is when the little prince is in the rose garden, when he discovers that his rose is not unique and he's faced with the ambiguity of love. This is the image that marked me most.
With the exhibition on The Little Prince, Versailles is able to show off its new Espace Richaud to a maximum number of visitors this winter, before the garden starts to bloom in spring and attracts outdoor visitors. The exhibition is sure to draw a crowd. It's small, in a lovely historical monument, appeals to all ages and many interests, from readers to artists, to history lovers, to pilots, to filmmakers, and to those who dream of mastering the skies or the screens. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you for listening to today's Arts in France. From me, Rosalind Hyams, goodbye.
When the moment does come for me to leave, I have to go alone.
toi.
I'm not so sure I want to grow up anymore.
Growing up is not the problem. Forgetting it.